Welcome to the Managers Essentials podcast. My name's Tom. Today I'm joined by Anne Arnold, who's the Communications Manager here at Manchester.
Hi, so my name is Anne and I work in the Central Communications and Marketing Division at the University of Manchester. So I've been here now for about 2 years. Prior to that I worked for the British Council. I've also had jobs at the Cabinet Office and working for a national housing lobbying organisation as their press manager. So I've done lots of different roles. But my role at the university covers both internal and external communications. And I understand, Tom, you want to talk to me today about a specific project I did on internal comms and what our staff want from managers in terms of communications.
Yeah, so it'd be great to hear from you, based off the findings from the project. What the staff tell us about communication within the university?
No problem at all. So the project that I'm talking about started towards the end of last year when we realised we've got, you know, internal communications people right across the university at faculty level, at school and institute level, and at a university-wide level who are sending out messages to staff. And also managers have a really important role in terms of communicating with staff. But we wanted to find out more about what our staff felt about communications. And so we started off by holding an online survey on StaffNet, which went out, and we got 2,500 responses to that.
Which we felt was
kind of, you know, a robust sample size.
Yeah.
And it included 1,000 academics and researchers, which we were pleased about because it's a group that, you know, we were really interested in finding out more about. Now, the real thing that came out of that is staff said that we needed to put them at the heart of our communications and that they wanted us to understand more about their communications needs. 57% of them said that internal communications across the university could be improved, which, to be honest, didn't come as a surprise to me. I think you can always improve things and we could do a lot more. What they said was that our most commonly used broadcast channels, so our one-way channels, like email and internet, that we're heavily investing in them, but that they weren't making them feel valued. Staff said sometimes that our tone of voice and delivery of communications was distant and impersonal. Now, we looked at those results in quite a lot of detail, and we, you know, kind of split it by people's types of jobs. So everything, we then held workshops with 10 different groups of staff across the university, and that ranged from cleaners, delivery drivers and catering staff who work regularly without regular PC access, through to professors and readers, senior academics, senior researchers, teaching only staff, to name some of the groups. And they did have different communications needs and different wants from their managers, but there was one thing that came out really strongly throughout, and that was the sense that people really wanted to hear more from people and less from email and less kind of web content, and that people were just getting overloaded with written communications and they just wanted to hear more directly from people.
Okay, so based off those findings, what did staff tell us that they want from a manager when it comes to communication?
It was really interesting, especially in the one-to-one sessions when we asked them about that. And there was a real sense of a disparity across the university in terms of how much support people were getting, staff were getting from their managers. I think all of us, you know, kind of as we go through our career, support from the line manager in terms of communications is essential. So they were talking about wanting regular one-to-ones, more structure around PDRs, and opportunities to discuss ideas. And another really kind of striking theme that came out throughout this process was less top-down communication. So people wanted to be engaged with from the start and to have ownership of ideas and to understand the bigger picture. That was really important to people, so that rather than be given a task to do, that they really felt that they knew where it fitted in and why it was important, and also what happened to their ideas and their work afterwards.
That's really interesting. So having covered that and having covered what staff want from their manager in terms of communication, how did staff define good communications within the team?
Well, we thought long and hard about that. So we had these 2,500 different voices that got involved in the project, and then we held the focus groups. And afterwards I sat down, actually, I think sometimes, it's a shame this is a podcast, I can't show you the image, but I sat down with Jane Naylor, who's a brilliant designer in our team, and thought, how can we put into a graphic the bigger picture? Like, what does effective internal communications look like here at the University of Manchester? And we felt really it was a circle split into four, and this is what we should be aiming for. So one quarter of that circle is around awareness. So awareness is disseminating views, news and important information about the university that our staff have told us they need to know about. Now, that is something that is almost like traditional internal communications and that we do a lot of. And sometimes people call it SOS, sort of sending out stuff. And it is really important, but it's not everything.
Yeah.
Really, that should just be a quarter of the circle. One of the other quarters that we felt was really important was listening. So regularly building in opportunities to listen to staff and to test out kind of your ideas and messages to shape future planning. Thirdly, a really kind of important part that came out from staff was the need for dialogue. And they were talking a lot about opportunities for staff to feed their views upwards, so either to our managers or to senior leaders. So like for internal comms teams to support those conversations between managers and teams, but for managers really to take a really clear ownership of it. And then the final kind of quarter of the circle that we felt was vital was about influencing. So once you've done those three things, once staff are aware of important information, when you've listened to their views and once you've encouraged dialogue, what do you do with that feedback? Where does it go? And we felt that what our staff had told us, that it was vital that those views are then fed back to leaders in order to influence our future direction and the decisions and strategies that are being made. And then that loop starts again. So once you've done that you let staff know and continue the dialogue.
Okay, that's really interesting. So now that we know how staff define good internal communications and what staff want, do you have any quick practical tips that a manager could easily implement to improve communication?
Yeah, I think there's some things that you pick up along the way, and one thing that staff told us, there was four that seemed like kind of quite quick and easy wins. Some of it is around listening, so regularly building in opportunities to listen to staff and to ask their opinions on things. And this can help test out messages for your campaigns and influence some of the decisions that you make. Secondly, kind of holding like focus groups or just kind of informal chats with staff to share ideas. And then also around informal advice, so if you're working with different teams right across the university, build relationships with them, like across a range of different areas, research, professional services, academics, teaching only staff, to get their thoughts and views right at the start of campaigns so that you're really getting them to buy into it. And a final one that I've done myself and I think can be really effective is encouraging members of your team to job shadow to encourage better communications across different teams.
Thank you for joining us today. That's been really interesting.
No problem.